In the northeastern United States, some Americans are debating what to do about an animal that almost died off, the gray seal. The gray seal population has grown so much in recent years that critics are calling for a reduction in numbers. Nick Muto has fished the Atlantic Ocean up and down the New England coast. Nothing makes him angrier than the sight of a seal. Muto is among a growing group of fishermen, beachgoers, and local officials who are quick to blame many problems on the growing seal population. The fish have been driven out of there by seals, Muto said about traditional fishing areas. He added that the seals have eaten fish out of our nets. They have been caught in our nets. They are everywhere. The debate over seals became stronger after the death in July of a swimmer. The swimmer was killed by a great white shark near Harpswell, Maine. Seals are often eaten by sharks, and some experts believe Julie D'Imperio Hollowack may have been mistaken for a seal. There could be as many as 50,000 gray seals in New England waters. The animals were once rare because of aggressive hunting. But experts believe there is not enough science to make an effective decision about whether the current population is too large. They say there is little reason for culling or killing the animals. Experts also say there is a lack of clear evidence that seals are destroying fisheries or are totally to blame for shark attacks. Warming waters and other issues could also play a part. The Gulf of Maine, which goes from Cape Cod to Nova Scotia, Canada, has been heating up faster than most of the world's oceans. David Johnston of Duke University has done estimates of the gray seal population. We get into this question of how many gray seals there are. The next question is how many seals should there be, which is kind of where people are going to go next with that, which is a very challenging thing, Johnston told the Associated Press. The debate over gray seal numbers has led the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to present ideas for how to deal with the population. The ideas include using physical barriers to keep seals away from fishing equipment. But Johnston and Stephanie Wood, a seal biologist with the University of Massachusetts Boston, said the public should view seals as a conservation success story rather than a problem to be solved. Conservation is a term that means the protection of animals, plants, and natural resources. Christina Kamen is a marine mammal scientist with the University of Maine. She noted that reducing the number of seals is more complex than just opening up a hunt. Learning to live with the growing seal population makes far more sense, Kamen said, even if it leads to more shark sightings in coastal waters. A healthy ecosystem has sharks, seals, and humans, and they all have a place in that ecosystem. But critics say large seal numbers hurt public safety and the environment. They warn that there will be more shark attacks if action is not taken. Tourism, too, will decrease, they say. Doing nothing is not acceptable to me, and not acceptable to other residents of Cape Cod, said Ron Beatty, a local leader in the Cape Cod area of Massachusetts. Beatty said he sees seals as the core problem. The quality of life here and our ability to make a living and our economy will go down the toilet, he said. I have respect for wildlife and respect for those that believe seals and sharks need to come back. But we have a right to survive and exist as well. I'm John Russell.